Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi.
Dying to know how many people have heard of this game that apparently is played on bachelorette parties. I had never heard of this in my life. Granted, never been on a bachelorette party,
as you can imagine. Yeah, I was going to
say. But still, like, I don't know, Briz. I certainly don't fault you for being confused by this. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Had a bit of a ditzy moment over the weekends.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. And I thought that everyone was, I thought everyone was on the same page.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm in a different library. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going on a bachelorette party this Friday. I'm leaving Thursday, and this whole weekend I'll be out in Ellicottville for a bachelorette party. And I have been on one bachelorette party before this. It was St. Courtney's, mm-hmm. Corey's then fiance. And let's just say that bachelorette party wasn't as much as everyone thought it was going to be so crazy. And Corey was like, don't get too wild. It wasn't a typical bachelorette party that you see in movies or TV shows with the penis stuff everywhere. And
yeah,
it wasn't like that. It was very chill. It almost felt as if it was a girl's weekend away.
Yeah, she wanted something low key. So
yeah, and I respect that. I loved it. But it wasn't a good representation of a quote-unquote stereotypical bachelorette party.
It wasn't a stereotypical one, exactly.
So this weekend, I'm going on what I think is going to be a pretty status quo, stereotypical bachelorette party.
All right, get the wiener straws ready, is what you're saying.
Get them ready.
Yeah.
You literally just made fun of me last Friday for using the word wiener on the air. And now you're doing it?
It's funny.
Now you're doing it?
Yeah, I like it.
You are the worst ever. Wiener. Yeah. Anyways, what told me a weenie, Corey.
Okay.
So I get this long text from one of the, it's the sister-in-law of the bride, the soon-to-be sister-in-law, I should say. And she's throwing out all these fun ideas of what we can do.
Got some games.
To plan and surprise the bride and do all the bachelorette things.
Pin the tail on the stripper, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we've all been there, right? This is a typical Wednesday for me. Especially if I'm going to Buffalo this week. Anyways, so there's this long text of a bunch of different ideas. And I get to this one part of the text that says, the bride mentioned to my brother, who she's getting married to, that she saw this bachelorette party idea. Each girl brings a pair of underwear, okay, and she has to try and guess who brought her which pair.
Okay.
I think it would be a cute little game that everyone can participate in.
Now, how did you interpret what that meant, Breezy?
My response was, I don't typically wear underwear, but I will find some. And everyone, no one said a word. No one said a word.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm driving this weekend with my best friend, and we're talking about the bachelorette party coming up this weekend. We're so excited. And I said, I think I'm going to take one of my mom's granny panties and bring it to the party. And she kind of looked at me and was like, why? I go, you know, for the underwear game. She goes, no, we're not bringing our own underwear.
Right.
we're buying her lingerie. We're buying the bride underwear.
New
underwear with tags on it.
For her.
For her as a gift. I go, wait, no. Reread that text. She goes, A, you're dyslexic, so no. Mm. Like, that's just no. And B, I just went to a bachelorette party last weekend, and we played this game.
I'm so mad.
In conclusion, I'm still probably going to bring this over.
I'm so mad that she alerted you to this, because it would have been hilarious.
Me too.
If everyone brought the new lingerie for the bride, and then there you are whipping out your mom's granny panties. Would have been incredible. By the way, this is definitely a thing. This is not, again, I had never heard of it. You have obviously never heard of it.
I'm dying.
We got a bunch of comments. Jessica checking in said, I just played this Friday night. It was a surprise bachelorette. If I guessed who bought it wrong, I had to put it on. That was part of the rules. Sarah saying that there's another way to do it. The bride guesses who bought what. If she's right, the person who bought it drinks. If she was wrong, then she drinks. What rules would you be playing by this weekend, Breeze? And also, would it be weird to the bride to be modeling lingerie in front of you guys?
My best friend, this happened at the bachelorette party she went to last weekend, and she did model the underwear.
Really?
She did. She changed every time, and, you know, now it's all in this weird... I don't know what's more uncomfortable, the modeling of each thing or me bringing dirty underwear.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Here's an alternate idea you can push.
What's happening?
If this is making you uncomfortable, this is from Jesse. Jesse said, I'd rather play a game on who gets me what type of food. Okay, who got me the chicken fingers? What about that?
Listen, I am a full-fledged nudist, and I support nudity to the full degree.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know what I was in for, okay? I just really thought it was something different, and it just...
It's just not.
It's just not. The fact that I was going to bring my mom's underwear.
I mean, it's from...
Could you imagine if everyone showed up with, like, these cutie, weensy little Victoria's Secret? And I'm like, here's my mom's holy granny panties. Should I bring an adult diaper? Like, what should I do?
Oh, God.
I really need to lean into the bit now.
Oh, no. Please don't. Just please don't. You're going to bring it, aren't you? You're going to do this.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, perfect.
Or maybe, like, a candy bra. Ooh. All right, let's vote. What should I bring?
Okay, all right.
Adult diaper or candy bra?
Wow, what options to pick from?
Maybe both.
Choose?
Maybe all a combo right. of all both. Right.
You can text real quick. 585-222-9800. Adult diaper, granny panties, or candy bra. Those are the options. Unless you can think of something better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.